Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is Be the Eagle. Rising above negativity and staying focused on your mission. That's what we are going to be focusing on. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for is warmer days this time of year. That's right. Those unexpected warm fall days remind me that even in seasons of change, there's still comfort. Sunshine after a stretch of gray can even lift the mood of those around us. And sometimes we just need a reminder that warmth always comes back. So I am thankful for warmer days this time of year. Second thing I'm thankful for, brooms. Yesterday I had to use a broom to sweep up a smashed glass bottle that was on the street. And it actually made me think that, you know, sometimes leadership looks exactly like that. Quietly cleaning up a mess that it's not yours, but because you care about safety of others, yet do it anyways. And so the broom is simple. It's symbolic. It's a small action that can bring a big difference in the paths of those around us. Third thing I'm thankful for, tasty snacks. I'm grateful for those midday snacks that can keep us fueled through lesson planning and grading. It's okay to find joy in those little comforts, whether it be a handful of trail mix, a granola bar. I love a delicious dried mango, something like that can just be a pick-me-up. Life's better when we let ourselves appreciate simple pleasures. So let's get into the main topic. The main topic, of course, we are digging into rising above negativity and staying focused on your mission. First thing I want to talk about is the story of the eagle and the crow. Now, nature gives us this metaphor if we're willing to notice them. We nature always gives us metaphors. We just got to pay attention to them. There's one particular metaphor that comes to mind is the story of the eagle and the crow. Now, the eagle, it's the highest flying bird. It faces a strange challenge. It's the only bird the only bird that attacks the eagle is the crow. The crow actually lands on the eagle's back and it pecks it, it claws it, it tries to distract the eagle from its flight. The eagle never wastes energy fighting back. It just simply flies higher. And as the eagle climbs, oxygen thins. The crow actually cannot breathe that high and eventually falls away. Now, the lesson is simple, but I think it's extremely powerful. We don't have to fight every distraction. We don't have to match low energy with more low energy. We can rise to the altitude where only your purpose can survive. See, what happens is that fighting back costs energy, and rising up multiplies energy. So as educators, we encounter our own crows, don't we? We encounter negativity. We encounter gossip, doubt, criticism. And when we let every small irritation pull us down, we ultimately never reach the heights we were built for. Second thing I want to talk about, second big idea here, is what this means for teachers and leaders. See, in a school, the crows can show up in many forms, can it? It might be a colleague who always points out what's wrong. Boy, I've been there with different people in 23 years where there's a colleague that everything is wrong. Everything is there's flaws in everything, and those are pointed out. The maybe constant noise of social media comparison. If you get on social media, that can really bum me out. If you get on there and look at what's sometimes said about teachers or schools, even it can be even the crow can show up in as an internal voice that whispers, "You're not doing enough." That inside internal voice. The key isn't pretending negativity doesn't exist. It's choosing not to live there, not to live in that space. Because every time you redirect your focus from frustration to purpose, you rise higher, you fly higher. You don't owe anyone a reaction. You owe yourself peace. See, leadership isn't about controlling others. It's about controlling your altitude. Now, altitude is how high you go. And I'd encourage you to ask yourself, is this battle worth my oxygen? Does this conversation lift my team? Or does it drain it? So, for example, when gossip starts in the teacher's lounge, let's say, rising above might be walking out kindly, refilling your drink, and heading back to class, just not engaging in it. Rising above doesn't make you distant. It makes you dependable. You become the steady one who brings calm instead of chaos. Third thing I want to talk about, the third big idea, is how to fly higher in education specifically. So how to fly higher in education. First and foremost, you have to protect your mental altitude. You have to protect your mental altitude. So start each day grounded in gratitude before you open your inbox. I like to do that with starting my day with thinking about three things I'm thankful for. And I don't just stop there. I actually expand it also my list of things I'm thankful for is much longer than three things. I just prioritize thinking about three things. And that's a part of me protecting my mental altitude so I can get myself grounded every morning. I want to encourage you how to fly higher in education. Choose your purpose over proving. You don't have to win every argument or justify every decision. The work you do daily is proof enough. And I want to encourage you to surround yourself with eagles. Spend time with colleagues who lift, not drain. Energy is contagious. Y'all, energy is absolutely contagious. Choose wisely who gets your time. And then refocus on students. When adult noise gets loud, walk into a classroom, see a student smile, and remember your why. I know that seems almost cliche, but we as educators have to remember our why. I think about my why all the time. It's easy. when people say, oh, remember your why. Well, it's sometimes people say it in almost like a toxic way or in a way where there's not a lot of context to it. I'm trying to give context to when we might want to remember our why. And so I'm going to tell you, when I'm thinking about, it can get really noisy. The adult noise of a school can get overwhelming. And I tell you, when I'm walking through the hallway saying hi to students, when I walk in to a classroom and I have students walking in and seeing their smiling faces, they're excited for the day. They're wondering what we're going to be focusing on. That's truly where my why, I try to focus on that why, the purpose of what am I doing? What are other people doing? What's this all about? So I do spend a lot of time focusing on my why. Focusing on our why doesn't take away all of the challenges that we face in education. However, it definitely can help us fly higher as teachers and as teacher leaders. I encourage us also to use adversity as altitude. See, every challenge, it's like a thermal current, something you can use to rise even higher. So use adversity, use those challenges that we face as opportunities to push us higher, to soar higher to our purpose. And celebrate the quiet wins. Not every victory is public. Sometimes it's a moment where you stay calm under pressure or offered grace instead of anger. Or celebrate those small wins. It doesn't have to be some big fancy win. It can be those small quiet wins that can mean the most in the day-to-day ins and outs of teaching. Now remember, eagles, they don't avoid the storms. They use the wind to climb higher. So some reflective takeaways here is that the world will always have crows. The world will have critics, complainers, distractions, but they can only ride with you if you stay low. Your strength isn't in fighting back. It's in focusing up. Every time you choose peace over pettiness, purpose over pride, you fly higher. You were created to soar. Stop fighting on the ground with crows that were never meant to breathe your air. So one practical challenge I want to encourage you to think about as we wrap up here is maybe identify one crow. Maybe it's a habit or a person, or maybe it's a situation that drains your focus. I want to encourage you to decide your altitude. How can you respond with calm professionalism or grace instead of frustration? Because when we respond out of frustration, nobody wins. And then I want to challenge you to even write one line of gratitude each morning, or even how I do three. I identify three pieces of gratitude, or the three things I'm thankful for in my life. So I try to show gratitude every morning, thinking about three things I'm thankful for. By starting to do that, that's going to impact your wingspan. It's going to lift you higher above the noise. So those are just some practical challenges as I'm thinking about my reflective takeaway here. I hope you found value in this episode, y'all. Hope it gave you something to think about. If you found value, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast episodes and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. I want to thank you for your time. And teachers, teacher leaders out there, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.